the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman, and for the 50th time, welcome back to my exotic emporium. This podcast is all about where I thank you, the listeners, and Vectis Radio for helping me achieve this tremendous occasion. I would not have made it as far as I have done without you, the listeners, and everyone at Vectis Radio. I'd especially like to thank Ian Mack for helping me reach this far. I wouldn't be here without him. It was such a long time ago when I remember joining the Vectis Radio team, and I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity that has been given to me by Ian Mack and the team at Vectis Radio. With their help, I have achieved so much. I've started my own podcast, and I even read the Breakfast Local News, and for that, I cannot be more thankful. Thanks again to the team at Vectis Radio and Ian Mack for giving me an absolutely fantastic time at Vectis Radio, both in the station and at home, and I'm looking forward to many more years of service. I'd also like to thank you all, the listeners, for just being here and listening to my podcast. It means more than you could possibly imagine. I never would have thought that I'd be here, let alone on my 50th podcast episode, and it is all down to you. Again, I'd like to thank you all for visiting my exotic emporium. So here's what you can expect in future installments over the next phase of the podcast. Of course, I will still be talking about care and husbandry for the animals, as well as covering a different topic every 5 episodes. But on top of that, I will also be delving into the wild. More specifically, I'm talking about the natural history and environments that these animals live in. Not only to help the reptile keepers amongst you, to give you ideas and knowledge on what the animal's natural habitat would look like so that you can recreate said habitat, but also for nature enthusiasts. In these podcasts, I will talk about the location of said animals, evolutionary aspects of them, as well as their habitats and the biomes that they live in, and any other interesting facts. Thank you all again for helping me reach 50 episodes of the Exotic Emporium. I wouldn't be here without you and the Vectis Radio team. Join me next time as we go over the natural history of one of the most beloved pet snakes out there, the Royal Python. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my Exotic Emporium, and have a fantastic day.